Reverend Book Burn going on in a couple minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, will begin in a minute or two. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In, and tonight we have a very special theme and special guest. Tonight is Hippie John's birthday show, and also because it is a Hippie John related show, as those of you who are long-term listeners will know, it is also a tribute to cats, the ultimate cat lover. And since the Reverend is, in fact, clergy and worships pussy, that means that we have some common ground in our fields of worship and holiness. So, Hippie John, happy birthday. And thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous. And thank you for coming to Philadelphia and... we hope this birthday show and tribute to cats and tribute to you is going to be a killer show. Go ahead. Well, tell us about the touched part. Okay. Yeah, I did see you hanging around that room vacated by Marlon for a while. So, all right, but anyway, you don't have to tell us stories. If you don't want to, that's entirely consensual. Let's play a block of songs in honor of you and your birthday and your tribute to cats. Hippie John is, of course, the ultimate cat lover. We're going to play a song by Family Cat. But just before that, we're going to play a special holy song by Robbie Foulkes. And this is entitled... God isn't real.
Wonder why man speaks to him in symbols that few understand. For a life of devotion, the death blow he deals. We'd owe him only hatred, but God is of the power he can't defy. Go tell his shackled victim of the mercy on high. Then go to your churches, go beg, pray, and kneel. But don't ask me to follow, or
thing ends.
We'll be right back.
dedicate the song to him. Okay. Hippie John is on a traveling tour and seeing old friends and reunions and all kinds of stuff. And I had planned this song anyway, but you wanted to report the passing of somebody?
Actually, I wanted to talk about my friend Raven and her cat, Rosie. Rosie has not passed. She is doing all right, except for having bladder cancer. Rosie is 19 and a half years old, and so I was going to ask if people could send their prayers and their thoughts for Raven and for Rosie so that her bladder tumor may shrink. And she's actually hanging in there pretty well and getting lots of medicine and love and attention from Raven. And all of your thoughts and prayers will be greatly appreciated for Rosie the Cat in Columbia, Maryland.
All right, yeah, actually, we're going to get to that. And Demonica's cat named Lucifer. But tell us about Bill.
Oh, my friend Bill. My friend Bill is somebody who died in December. He was 39 years old from complications of diabetes. And it's a very sad thing. I knew him. We were camp counselors together in New Jersey, and he's a great guy. He was an actor in Los Angeles, and many, many friends in New York City, in Los Angeles, and New Jersey. Workaholic, really funny guy.
Okay, we're going to play him a song by Camper Van Beethoven entitled, Where the Hell is Bill?
Scooter. Maybe he went to get a British flag. Maybe
it?
I don't know.
You heard MDC from their new CD on Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com, from the Magnus Dominus Corpus release, brand new MDC, this is so fantastic. You heard Founding Fathers. Before that, The Clash did What's My Name. Camper Van Beethoven did Where the Hell is Bill. The Family Cat did Rocks Off. And started off with Robbie Foulkes doing God Isn't Real. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights, 7 to 9, and Wednesday mornings, 6 to 8. Also East Coast Time, USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. All right, future shows and then birthdays. Next week on The Reverend Is In, if she can do it, the return of Lady Simone. No relation to any Christian supremacist psycho stalkers of a possible similar name. Lady Simone on the anniversary of her on-the-air wedding. The first wedding on The Reverend Is In. And she was due tonight but couldn't do it. But Hippie John is in town and can do it. And so we're going to do his birthday tonight. Lady Simone next week. And in 2 weeks, Palm and Stroke Sunday. That's right, we will help you stroke and get yourself off on that sacred masturbation holiday. Palm and Stroke Sunday. Lots of great music and content for that show. And in 3 weeks, yes, another holiday tradition on The Reverend is in Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And, of course, future shows include the great birthday show, The Reverend Bookburn's birthday show on April 17th. And there's supposed to be some very special guests, some faraway people coming in, and some other shit I'm not supposed to know about that's coming up in the middle of April. And, of course, the other holiday show coming up is at the end of May. Of course, another sacred holy holiday, Memorial Day. And hopefully we'll get a guest for that. And future themes include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly, AA and NA, and delusional higher power recovery systems and its alternatives, as well as the propagandistic bullshit uses of the word addiction by the addiction industry, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other total bullshit misuses of the word addiction, which are all total bullshit and not real addictions, but possible behavioral disorders. All of that on the Recovery for Propagandists show. Pubic Property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought, spheres of life, in an ideological perspective, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, Reverend Falwell and Christian supremacists to groupthink freethinkers to certain types of women's studies classes, etc., etc. And so far, everybody's ideas are being incorporated into that show. More ideas welcome when we do Pubic Property. What else is coming up on The Reverend is in? The official grand opening of the White House corporate brothel. And, of course, for the most seriously fucked up, for the most seriously mentally ill people on the face of this earth, more mentally ill than the combined whole of everybody incarcerated or institutionalized. Yes, we are going to attempt the impossible, even a greater task than when we tried to rehabilitate the pedophile priests. We are going to attempt psychotherapy for the Bush regime. And I think if anybody can do it, it is those of us who are on The Reverend is in, whether it be Hippie John, St. Anne Marie, Susie Lick, or somebody else from the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. So all of that is to come on The Reverend is in. Tonight is the Hippie John birthday show and a tribute to cats, since Hippie John is the ultimate cat lover. Oh, let's say happy birthday to some people besides you. Happy birthday to the Mac Goddess. Happy birthday to the Mac Goddess and to Susie Lick. And to the latter, we hope you feel better and get over your sickness. And in the Reverend's extended family, happy birthday to little Petunia. And of course, happy birthday to Hippie John, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Reverend.
You look younger than springtime.
Well, thank you again. I'd like to do a shout out for some people.
Go ahead.
To Marty and Betsy, thanks for a wonderful dinner.
Talk up.
Marty and Betsy, thanks for a wonderful dinner. And Beth and Cindy and Susan and Pete and Kat and David. And a special hello and hugs to Heidi.
Oh, yes. And Heidi, get in touch tonight in any medium or instant message us. And, yeah, that's right. And she's a possible future guest, as well as, let's see, Carol Queen, LaSara Firefox, somebody from the Heart of the Beholder film, from Beholder.com, The Return of DeMonica, and maybe somebody from the Sex Workers Art Show, from SexWorkersArtShow.com, and of course, Heidi Helper, Hippie John's friend. So you're on tour, so so to speak, and visiting and reuniting. And
that's right.
And that's going well.
Very well. You're my first stop, but yes, it's going great. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people that I used to be camp counselors with in South Jersey. That's coming up this week.
Okay. And there's some sick cats that you are hoping are healing, you started to say.
Yes, I was talking about Rosie. Rosie is this great cat. She's black and white. She's 19 and a half years old. She's one of the smartest cats I've ever known. She once caught a chipmunk and presented it to me. And I said, thank you, Rosie, but I don't think I want to eat chipmunk tonight. But if you don't want to eat it, could you please let it go? And as soon as I said that, she put it down, and it ran up a drain spout. She seemed to know exactly what I was saying. And I told her what a great hunter she is and complimented her. And,
it's a miracle.
And she didn't even injure
it. Psychic cat.
Yes. Or a cat who speaks English or something.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. That's on our list of prayer requests.
Yeah.
You know I'm clergy, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, what's her name? Rosie?
Rosie, yes.
All right, and Demonica's cat is sick, too, where she has a couple of cats. This one is named Lucifer. All right, so Rosie and Lucifer are the two cats that we want to see healed and no longer sick. All right, are you going to pray with me?
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right.
All right. Lord.
Lord.
We... Lord, we pray that Rosie and Lucifer, two wonderful cats, heal from the illnesses in which they are afflicted and are back to running, playing with little stuffed toys and shoelaces and string and playing with humans. Catching and releasing chipmunks. Getting purred and petted and stroked and being general all around affectionate pussy. Lord, we pray for the healing of Rosie and Lucifer. Please get them back on their paws and back to the things they love and no longer sick or worrying their human friends. We pray to thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Any more prayer requests? This paper is so fucking illegible. I don't even know why I bring it. But, okay, so Rosie, and you know Rosie, right?
Oh, yes. I've known Rosie in upstate New York and in Michigan and Colorado and New York City and Maryland. Rosie is one of the most well-traveled cats I've ever known.
Okay. Tell us about some other cats in your life.
Well, there's Jimmy. Jimmy is a big orange and white cat. He's accused of not being so bright, but I think he's perfectly bright. He disappeared for 5.5 days in 10 degrees below zero weather and drove me nuts going around looking for him and calling for him, putting out food for the neighborhood cats and a neighborhood stray. And my last night of cat sitting at this house, Jimmy shows up, and there he is eating from the food dish in the backyard, and he doesn't want to come in, and I have to go out and pick him up and bring him in and put him down in his food dish indoors and said, Jimmy, you can eat indoors too. And he took two bites and ran to the door and said he wanted to go out after 5.5 days, but he was fine, and he's still fine. I also have a photograph of me with him. I dressed up as the Cowardly Lion for Halloween, and there's a photograph of the Cowardly Lion holding Jimmy, and I went to a Wizard of Oz sing-along as the Cowardly Lion. Jimmy didn't want to come, so we just took the photos in advance, and everybody who sees him says, what a big cat, and he is. But he doesn't know he's a big cat. He just thinks he's a cat.
Do you have these kinds of feelings towards other animals, or are you primarily cat-oriented?
I'm felinocentric. I'm polyfelinious. And do you do interspecies weddings by any chance, Reverend?
Oh, my. Well, when we were doing the rehab for pedophile priests, we were giving the rules. Like...
pedophile?
All things pedophile. No. What we were saying was that... when we were trying to rehabilitate the pedophile priest, we were trying to tell them that only adult erotica and adult sexuality were okay with fully grown humans who were consensual and not in a coma. So
I see
we haven't encouraged interspeciesism.
Well, these are adult cats.
Oh, I see. You leave the kitties alone.
Oh, that's right. That would be wrong. Jimmy has a housemate named Daisy, and Daisy and Jimmy's humans think that Daisy might be my girlfriend. And I actually got a Valentine from Daisy, and it was a picture of Daisy in a wedding veil. So we'll have to keep you apprised of that situation.
Okay. Well, now I'm afraid to ask you any more questions. This is a part of you I never knew.
I do believe in consensualness, though.
Hey, well, you know, everybody gets to choose the pussy of their preference. Okay, so you're a cat lover, and what should we know about cats and cat care?
Well,
yes.
We should know that cats need to be spayed and neutered because there are so many kittens and they all need homes. And we should also know that conventional food for cats is not necessarily the most healthy thing. A better source of food for them is actually what they would eat in the wild if they were in the wild. Meat, bones, even vegetables are good for cats. Rosie eats sweet potatoes, peas, and a variety of different vegetables. So what else do you want to know about cats?
Okay, well, what is their appeal? Why do you love cats?
Well, they're soft and furry, but the biggest appeal is that they're sentient beings.
Well, so is Demonica, but she's not a cat.
They don't have a corner on soft and furry. I'll grant you that. Cats are sentient beings. They choose their companions as equals or as superiors. Cats live with you because they choose to, because you can be an effective servant for them. I have nothing against dogs, but the independence of cats, cats can take care of themselves. When they come to you and they decide that you're okay, it's because they've actually given it some thought, or you must be okay if a cat thinks you're okay.
Do you see them as intelligent or just kind of dumb creatures who are appealing?
Oh, they're definitely intelligent. Cats can figure out a lot of things. Cats can figure out how to train you into feeding them the food they want, or how to train you into letting them sleep with you, or opening the door and letting them in or out. Cats can train you to play with them. They can tell you what kind of toys they like or don't like. The cats have a lot they can say to you if they bother to, if they think you're worth talking to.
But how do you feel about declawing?
I don't think that cats should be declawed. That's kind of like, I mean, how do you feel about having your fingers removed? You know,
Well, that would suck, and I wouldn't massage as good.
That's right. No, it's perfectly fine to trim a cat's nails, and they grow back, but taking claws out of the cats, that's like taking away their way of defending themselves. And I actually prefer cats to have the freedom to go outdoors, although, depending on where you live, it's not always a good idea to let every cat outdoors, and cats can live perfectly happy lives indoors, but a cat who has the choice of going in or out, that's kind of like the best of all possible worlds.
Okay, and let's see, they're appealing to you, and you feel that they shouldn't be declawed, and is there anything that people should know about their general care?
Well, pay attention. I mean, they need love and attention. Besides food and fresh water and a clean litter box, they need somebody to pay attention to them, pet them, brush them, brush your cats or comb your cats. A comb works well for a long-haired cat. A brush works better for a short-haired cat. Just love your cat. Get to know your cat. And a lot of benefits for the people, too.
Okay, you have the strange talent for having the most anti-human cats, and especially this one anti-male cat at one friend's house years ago just end up going up to you and sitting on your lap and hanging out with you and being petted by you? Do you have any kind of secret, or does it just naturally happen? Do they just sense that they can hang out with Hippie John and it'll be cool, even if they hate 99% of the human race?
It's hard to say. I think cats are very discriminating, and they can sort of make up their mind about people. Yeah, I'd like to think that I can give off that energy as somebody that's safe to come up to. I like to say that I speak cat, and so I can stick my hand out, and that gives the cat something to sniff, and cats don't like sudden motion, so if you sort of sit still and act calm, and then you're a new person in the room, a cat may be curious about you. Cats also like to prove people wrong about them. So if someone says, "My cat never comes up to anybody," that's the cat's cue to go up to somebody. Cats do not do what you think they're going to do, which is one of their appeals.
And they love to stick their ass in your face.
That's mainly a female cat trait. I'm not quite sure why that is, but yes.
All right, it's a female cat thing?
I think so.
All right. It's also a female human thing. But just going by observation as a clergy person.
Just sort of a wild guess on your part.
Yes. Well, you missed the Vagina Monologue show last Sunday night. And I guess it's all connected because, last week we were talking vagina and pussy, and now we're talking cats.
That's right. That's right. There's more than one kind of pussy to love.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all good. And let's see. Let's do a couple of plugs and then play another set of music. And again, happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you so much, Reverend.
All right. This is a highly informative site that's called Allafair. Allafair. Allafair.com. And a lot of great resources on that fuckhead who became the squatter and illegal occupant of the White House, twice unelected, perpetrator of election fraud, resident by a coup, Bush. Allafair, Allafair, and a lot of great links, Allafair.com. And they have a fascinating link, and we just saw the commercial. They have a TV commercial that you can watch on their site, The Great Lie Girls, L-I-E, instead of Live Girls. They're called The Lie Girls, liegirls.com, who are the perpetrators of their own weapons of mass seduction. And you can see their 1-900 ad, which is hysterical. And it shows Bush, and this is appropriate for this show, it shows Bush eating pussy. Liegirls.com, hysterical site. And if you just absolutely, and I didn't know if you wanted this for your birthday or not, but if you absolutely can't live another day without a thong with Dickless Cheney's face on it, and it's called Dick, and with a picture of Dickless Cheney, you can get the Dick thong at Cafe Press. CafePress.com/thewhitehouse. It's not even like a thing. It's like a bunch of numbers. Let's see. CafePress.com/thewhitehouse.7307074. You can get the Dick thong with Dickless Cheney's face on it. All right, we're not going to talk about the bullshit faith research that a bunch of deluded retards did regarding infertile women, and the latest on the porn researchers. It's too funny, but we'll get into that later. To fill out the new White House press credentials, thanks to their gay male prostitute hired on the Bush regime's press corps, go to whitehouse.org for a new press credentialing application, and you can fill out the form and get your own personalized press name. Great article at commondreams.org When Democracy Fails. Let's see. God, there's so much shit. Mugshotphotography.com. And from Slave Revolt Radio. All kinds of new video and audio from Slave Revolt Radio. My site. .verizon.net/res7dhyg. I know, long links, and I'm not supposed to do that, but this is all really great shit. And let's see, when we come back in the next set, besides more Hippie John birthday stuff and our cat tribute, there's an article in the New Philadelphia Weekly. Thank you, Everlasting Godstopper, for letting us know about this, on the faith-based initiative and the really corrupt assholes that are perpetrating this, especially around here. Philadelphia's Mayor John Street and some of the corrupt dirtbags that are his clergy friends and advocates and, of course, recipients of faith-based social services funding. Oh, the Taliban is so fucking proud. But that'll have to wait because we have songs to play. And again, happy birthday, Hippie John.
Thank you.
Let's see. This is we play a weed song every show because it's reflective of our listener base and who probably laugh more than we do. And
and your guest.
Yes, and our very interesting guest list on the show. And a reminder to support Rene Boget, who fled fascism to go north to Canada, where she is a medical marijuana exile. Her website is Rene Boget, ReneBoget.com, and Steve Cubby at KUBBY.com. Please support them any way you can. This goes out to them. And the woman with the brain tumor in the San Francisco Bay Area, who is fighting her case, her medical case, to the Supreme Court. And to the woman in Bali who was facing the death penalty for pot charges. This is Dar Williams doing Play the Greed.
From a pale face on a paper dollar, and I bet you got a few bucks in your hemp wallet, so throw a tiny wrench in the fiber optic wires. Morals are cheap and you can be the buyers. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Oh, everybody says it can't happen. Everybody says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, things change and they all take credit. So ask why there's only 40 songs on a station. Ask your cafe about their coffee's plantation. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your print shop that hemp grows faster. And it doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand, and you can play the greed right into your hands. Oh, smiling man says it can't happen here. Channel 4 says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, the change comes and they all take credit. Pennies and do your best.
Darcy lined up. Virgin star horny. Sitting next to the hype report. Sitting next to love story. And I ask, what does sex mean to me? And what does sex mean to society?
Chanting USA, 10,000 men on deck.
Their taxes wrote the check.
My flight suit's really buff,
'cause he's got the right stuff.
Like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
The new crusade's begun.
Mission accomplished. Horns blare. Mission accomplished. Hot air. It went without a flaw. The shock filled them with awe. The evildoer's done, like burgers on a bun. Mission accomplished. God bless. Mission accomplished. B.S. Yeah, Rumsfeld, he was right. The world is black and white. Mission accomplished. That's right. Hey, who said war is hell when you're friends with Bechtel and Halliburton's boy?
The Mideast is your toy.
You on the UN.
We won't need them again.
The French are freedom fried. All Europe step aside.
This song is classified.
Mission accomplished. Time bomb. Mission accomplished. Like none. We came to liberate
Iraq's a brand new state. Mission accomplished. Just wait.
Hello, mother. Hello, mother. Your son is dying. No, don't hang up. Your son is dying. You already knew. Your son is dying. Hello, Soho Gallery bullshit. Hello, Art Magazine cover craft. Hello, trendy East Villagers with rich parents. Your friend, your artist is dying. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hello, 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 rock and roll. You used his imagery for your AIDS tour. And when he went to the concert, the only thing Bono could say was, pray with me, pray with me. Yeah, I'd like to see Bono on Medicaid. Hello, 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 ambulance. Today, one of your clients' IV came out, and you could give a shit. And when I said, let's get this man to the hospital, the only thing you could say was, I don't know the way to the hospital. Hello, 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 emergency. Don't bother helping anyone who's sick. Don't bother helping someone who's suffering. He's gonna die anyway. He's a leper anyway. Hello, 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 admitting. Someone's puking and bleeding in your mauve room. Someone's puking and bleeding on your mauve room. There's no one to admit him. There's no one to admit him. Hello, 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 hospital. Someone needs a wheelchair. Ain't got one. Someone needs a bed. Ain't got one. Someone needs a blanket. Ain't got one. Someone needs a towel to dry off the cake blood. Oh, just throw him. Oh, just throw him a box of dirty rags. Hello. Hello. Hello, society. No answer. Hello. Hello. Hello, America. No answer.
All right, we're going to attempt to get this cassette player working, and we're going to play a cassette tape brought by the birthday person, Hippie John. And who is the artist?
This is Garrison Keillor, who's well known for doing a Prairie Home Companion, and he collaborated with Frederica von Stade to do a tape called Songs of the Cat, and it's a bunch of different songs about cats.
All right, and what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the In and Out song, dedicated to Jimmy, who loves to go in and out.
Okay, let's see. Lord, please make this cassette. You have to pray.
Lord,
please make this cassette player work.
Please work.
All right, something's moving.
Well, I want to go out. Open that door if you love me. Gotta go out. Want to breathe the air. I gotta get loose. With that blue sky above me, I've been here long enough, I gotta be there. I wanna come in. What's the matter? Can't you hear me? I wanna come in. I am your cat. I gotta get warm. with the people I love near me. I've been gone a long, long time, and now I'm back. Now I want to go out. I'm an independent preacher. I am a cat. We're the wandering kind. It's a call of the wild. I gotta get back to nature. These paws are made for walking, and now it's time. Okay, I'm back, but not for long. I'll soon be gone. Give me a bite now, and I'm on my way. Now open that door, and I'll... Good grief, it's snowing. Open up. Let me in. I'm back to stay. Well, now it stopped. So thanks for all your loving. Gotta hop that freight. I'm a rambling guy. Gotta hit that road. It's in my blood or something. I know you understand, so please don't cry. Hello, it's me. I knew you'd probably miss me, so I came back. 'Cause I missed you so, but I can't stay long. So honey, come and kiss me. I think I hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'm on my way. Gotta leave my mom and daddy. Gotta say goodbye. Wanna hear that highway hum? Now I'm all alone. I'm feeling so unhappy. It's time that I went back where I came from. Yes, time to go back. Time to put that road behind me. I drifted away, but I'm going back now. Here's a little white house. Here's that picket fence and the ivy. I'll scratch on the door. No! It's me! Let me in! I can hear you talking in there. Hey, Mom! All right, I get the joke.
A gentleman of means stood in the exclusive Club du Jour, enjoying a tall glass of gin, when suddenly he saw an old man lying at the door, a face so pale and sad. He thought he'd seen that man before. He said, "Excuse me, Dad?" "Ah, don't mind me," his father said. "I'm only in your way, weak and sick, soon be dead, maybe later today." And the son looked down and said, "No, I won't feel guilty, Dad, for I am not to blame. And I won't let you put on me your load of grief and shame. Life is full of sunshine, love is a clear blue sky. Tomorrow is a brand new day, God bless you and goodbye." That evening he was standing underneath the bright marquee to attend the gala ball, dressed so handsomely, chatting with Mr. and Mrs. Sachs at the discotheque, when suddenly a pile of rags reached out and touched his leg. "Hello," she said. "It's me, your mom. Sorry to get in your way. I guess you'd forgotten me and Dad, but that's okay. I'm only your poor old relative. There's no reason you should care, but you think you might have a couple bucks to spare? I forgive. I understand. You enjoy yourself, my child." He took her gently by the hand, and he spoke to her and smiled. "No, I won't feel guilty, Mom, for I am not to blame. And I won't let you put on me a load of grief and shame. Life is full of sunshine, love is a clear blue sky. Tomorrow is a brand new day, God bless you and goodbye." He arrived at 2:45 at his mansion on the hill and sat in his library and sipped his port until he heard upstairs a child cough and cried, "Dad, I want you." He found her with her blanket off, feverish from the flu, tears streaming down the angel face. He tried to comfort her. She said, "I was looking every place. I didn't know where you went. I heard some voices. I was scared. It was too dark to see. I thought that you disappeared because you were mad at me. Where'd you go, Dad? Tell me. Tell me what I did. Left alone without no one, lying sick in bed all alone with no one here but my old cat and Mom.
The father brushed away a tear. He trembled, but was calm.
No, I won't feel guilty, child, for I am not to blame. And I won't let you put on me that load of grief and shame. Life is full of sunshine, love is full of light. Tomorrow is a brand new day, God bless you, good night. He sat downstairs a little while and thought about his kin, his dad, his mother, and his child. Just then the cat walked in. She sat and stared into his face with cool, relentless eyes. He felt the judgment in her gaze, so righteous and so wise. She looked at him till he fell down in anguish at her feet and wept and threw his arms around that cat, his shame complete. I am guilty and ashamed for everything I've done. Sins that I've forgotten, now I feel them, everyone. Life is full of sorrow, love is all in vain. Tomorrow and tomorrow only bring us grief and pain. He did not see the cat's expression. She smiled to hear his sad confession. She knew that using this technique, she would get tuna all next week.
You heard Jack Kill Jill doing You Don't Own Me. Garrison Keillor did two tracks from the Songs of the Cat release, the In and Out song, and a poem called Guilt and Shame. and spoken word artist Karen Finley did Hello, Mother. Al Franken did Mission Accomplished. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with Dar Williams doing Play the Greed. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Hippie John's birthday show and a tribute to cats. Hippie John is, of course, the ultimate human lover of cats, and we mean that figuratively, we hope. And you were going to tell us more about Garrison Keillor.
Yes, many people probably know him from his radio show, A Prairie Home Companion, which is wonderful. He also has written many books, including a recent book called Homegrown Democrat, in which he talks about the Republicans are the screw you party, and the Democrats, he says, are the party of kindness. And he also talks in that book about the injustice of the marijuana laws and how if we cooperate with or don't speak out against unjust marijuana laws that send kids to jail for growing small amounts of pot, then we ourselves are culpable in some level for the society that does this. It's a great book, A Homegrown Democrat.
Yeah, the problem is the Democrats don't deserve such a review in any book, since they are now the party of remove your own spine and guts and genitals. They're the remove your gonads party, and they're the lick the asshole of the Bush regime party.
Which is why it's so important to hear what Garrison Keillor has to say in this book, because he's not acting okay. That way that other Democrats are acting in that sense. So if anybody felt like the Democrats had something of value to begin with, then it's a validating thing to check this book out.
Okay, and you said it reminded you of Paul Krugman?
Only in the sense of there was so much in that book. That it'd be pretty hard to condense it to figure out how to translate it to the radio show.
But and how to just read a clip from it.
That's right. There's so much good stuff there.
I know. You were reading me from the Paul Krugman book and saying this would be good for your show, and it ended up being like the whole book.
Right. That was Unraveling Democracy, Losing Our Way in the New Century by Paul Krugman, New York Times columnist. Yeah, so another excellent book.
Okay, yes, I remember you reading that to me.
that was fun. You kept saying, oh yeah, gotta use this, gotta use this.
Yeah, it was like the whole fucking book. It was like, I would have had to read like 100 pages out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's see, and you were going to tell us more about the guy who did the cat song, Garrison Keillor?
Well, he's the one that wrote Homegrown Democrat.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So that is our tribute to cats for now. Yes. And last week, of course, we did a tribute to Vagina. So we did the Holy Vagina show with the producer of the Vagina Monologues. And that was fun. So it's all relevant. And from vagina to pussy.
It's all relevant, relative, yes.
Exactly. In Philadelphia, there is a weekly publication that comes out for free called The Philadelphia Weekly. Online, for people not in this area, it's philadelphiaweekly.com. And big thanks to Everlasting Godstopper for pointing this out to the Reverend. They did an article entitled Leap of Faith. So if you go to philadelphiaweekly.com and read Leap of Faith, and then you can fire off a letter to the editor, and I'm pretty sure Godstopper did, and I know some local book burners did, so they might be in next week's issue that'll come out next Wednesday. So then check the site again and check out the letters page. An article on Leap of Faith, starring corrupt criminal dirtbags, Philadelphia Mayor John Street, and his clergy friends and community leaders and fellow corrupt criminals, such as Reverend Lusk and Reverend Donna White and a bunch of others. So check that out at leapoffaithphiladelphiaweekly.com. And here is a quote. The Reverend was given over the holidays a calendar where it's like you tear off a page a day. And it's a stupid quote for every single day of the year. Not that my workplace needs additional stupid quotes for every day of the year with a couple of the people there. But there is a stupid quote per day, and this was last week around the same time that that Philadelphia Weekly article Leap of Faith came out. And of course it's by George W. Moron Bush. I think he's half of the calendar, but
there are desk calendars devoted to just his stupid comments.
There was just a dumbass Bush calendar, but this wasn't even that. This was just the stupid ass quotes for the whole year. And this was about the faith-based charities. It's in brackets. All but the last three words are in brackets, which means not exactly the quote, but like a paraphrase. Government should embrace faith-based charities. That's in brackets, okay? Government should embrace faith-based charities. Quote, with opal arms.
Opal arms?
Yes. So listen to the person who is referred to as your president and embrace faith-based charities with opal arms. And actually, I think that quote is actually okay and shows progress for a person who is so delusional that he hears voices and hallucinates angels and literally believes in a book that includes talking donkeys.
And this was after he stopped drinking.
Which just goes to show that alcohol and drug-induced problems and behavioral disorders is a step up from cultism and actually being so mentally ill that you become delusional and start seeing, like, sacred virgins and Our Lady of Guacamole and, you know, similar cartoon characters. And it's like the t-shirt says, if you were Joseph, would you believe her? All right. Oh, it's always fun with you, Hippie John. All right, what have we covered everything? No, let's see. There's updates at thetruthaboutgeorge.com. See all the stuff you're missing being a hippie and not having a computer or cell phone. On the internet, which is on the computer, which is a thing that looks like this, like a television and a typewriter.
I've heard of those.
Okay. thetruthaboutgeorge.com. More Bush stuff, but not as extensive as Allofair, Alloffair.com. The Reverend's new joy and discovery. This research shit has to wait. That's like a whole show unto itself. Let's see. Check out the Bill Hicks DVD. Three shows on a DVD. And the Reverend got all these goodies from a friend of Caroline Rustin from last week's show. Of the Vagina Monologues, including a Bill Hicks tribute. So if Marlon the Great Engineer manages to stop being sick and get some work done, we'll try to present that to the people. Let's see. Go to democracynow.org and you can check out an article from Dr. Sidney Wolf on all of these dangerous drugs that the FDA is approving, and not just Vioxx and all the ones that are really famous. It's like 181, including the Alzheimer's drug, and I forget now what some of them are, but they're very popular and widely used drugs. Also at Democracy Now!, the Indie Media War and Peace Trilogy DVD. The trilogy includes 1. Independent Media in a Time of War. 2. Voices Against War, F-15, New York City. And 3. Women's Fast for Peace, the Indie Media War and Peace Trilogy DVD at democracynow.org, as well as their indie internet radio show that featured Dr. Sidney Wolf about the over-the-counter drugs that are increasingly dangerous, but no problem, says the ever-corrupt FDA that's full of Bush appointees, so you know they're hoes for the industry. All right. Did we forget anything? Let's see. We covered the birthdays. We talked about your cat or your friend, the cat. All right. Any more cat stuff or should we play more music?
Well, let's see. More cat stuff. As a cat sitter, I get to go and take care of many cats in various households. So I have about 10 different cat clients, all of whom I'm quite friendly with, although not in an inappropriate way.
Thank you, Lord. You just ended 45 minutes of tension and stress within this clergy person.
Oh, that's right. It's all above board and petting in the proper sense.
Okay, so you don't go overboard at getting that.
No, reaction. No. It's all stuff the cats themselves would approve of, and so would their humans.
Okay. All right. Anything else about cats?
Just remember to spay and neuter your cats if you haven't done so already. It's hard enough to find homes for the ones that are living, and they're not an endangered species.
There's something I was supposed to ask you for, Demonica. It's not this, but I just thought of it. What should one feed them? The normal store stuff?
Well,
you were saying in the car?
Yeah, no, not the normal store stuff if you can help it. If you can go to an alternative veterinarian and get some advice from them, I know Raven feeds Rosie frozen medallions of raw turkey and chicken that get defrosted and get mixed with vegetables. And again, Rosie is 19 and a half years old and has outlived every other cat her age that I knew. So something that they eat in the wild. During the Depression in the 30s, cat food was made in sort of an industrial way to be made cheaply, and it's full of carbohydrates and sodium and a lot of stuff that's not all that healthy for cats and not what they would eat in the wild. So something closer to a natural diet and an alternative veterinarian would be able to advise you better.
Oh, what kind of veterinary care? You just said alternative veterinarian. What does that person do?
I'm not sure exactly, but that's a person who will give some traditional medical care, but I know that Rosie also gets acupuncture, and just someone who's open to more than just the traditional kinds of medicine. The traditional kinds of medicine are fine as far as they go, but it's not the only way to go. So it's just somebody with an open mind and somebody who's trained in alternative medicine. It's pretty much the same kind of thing as seeking alternative forms of medicine in the human community.
Okay, good enough. All right, this is going to wait. But we're going to talk about the research, the so-called research. And this got all kinds of funding, including researchers from Columbia University. Oh, and I'm not kidding. Trying to prove, and they claimed that they did, that infertile women who were getting treatment, like either with drugs or fertility drugs or some kind of medical procedure, had a X percentage greater chance, really high percentage, greater chance if a bunch of people from different parts of the world were praying over them. And this laughable quackery was passing for science in 2001 when everybody was sacked and retarded after September 11th and believing anything that any clergy person who wasn't me was telling them. And it was like about a month later. And that is a part of some of the laughable bullshit that is now passing for science in this faith-based Taliban era. And the study, of course, the so-called study has been debunked 150 times. I'm amazed that it was even necessary. But it's been debunked 100 times. And we'll cover that on a future show. And this is even funnier. Since the Supreme Court failed to uphold an old sodomy law and obscenity law, which affected every lifestyle, every orientation between adults, a lot of these anti-porn yahoos were upset and decided we're not going to ban obscenity, or we're not going to ban porn because it's obscene and offends us, so we're going to try the scientific route. So this study, this is pretty funny, the study is saying that porn is more addictive than heroin. So remember that if you see me writhing on the floor while you're staying with me. Yeah, going through withdrawal pains and physical sickness.
So it's a physiological response to porn here.
Right, and they're trying to prove that it's more... So they're going the scientific route. And, of course, this laughable bullshit is being passed as a scientific study. And we're going to monitor and track that and cover it. And also have a great big laugh over it. Because that's just the latest in the, you know, why porn is bad theory. All right, that's on a future show. So, are you having a good birthday?
I'm having a wonderful birthday.
All right, and do you want another set of songs?
Sure.
Would you like a birthday song?
Okay, yeah.
All right, it's not about birthdays because I figured you'd just give me a lot of shit. You know, if the focus was on you or a birthday or a birthday song. So, I was going to play this on the Vagina Monologue show last week, the Holy Vagina show, a week ago. It's from the second Devo release, Duty Now for the Future. And I think you could probably really relate to this song. I know I can. It's entitled Pink Pussycat.
Live life.
You're ready.
Live life like you're gonna die, because you're gonna fight to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen, because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Johnny Cash.
Dead.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Dead.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Do you read my lips?
Dead.
This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. Cause we're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. You'll have time.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is an embarrassment to the human species. He is a fucking piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. A war criminal. A corporate hoe. A disgrace to humanity. And one of the sickest sociopathic fucks on the face of this earth in all of modern history after Reagan. Please support the resistance against the criminal Bush regime and further expose this criminal and icon of corruption. Please give his inevitable exposure and fall a little extra push with independent media and activism. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve that message.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn, ride a motorbike, shooting up junk. He was alone and cheap little punk, taking everyone. Must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
"What's the story? What's the story?"
I'm out of my head. Oh, 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 baby's head. The boss is telling me I'm very bad.
I'm
gonna
go!
Like
a
board!
When
it's dead, it's in a life.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Feel free to make fart sounds if you are so inclined. And can you do it?
Not.
I'm watching you try it. See, you underestimate your own talents. Sunday, March 6, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. We have no runners-up, so we just go directly to the asshole. Asshole of the week is Representative Jim Gibbons, Republican from Nevada. What's NV?
Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada. Representative Jim Gibbons from Nevada has decided that in his zeal to delude himself into believing that he is supporting the troops by making all of these support the lies of the Bush regime statements and support the lies of the war and trash the opposition, he has said, I would like to send the liberals and the anti-war people and the dubs to Iraq to become human shields. Then when he got criticism of that, make a fart. Then he holds a press conference, not to apologize for his remark, but to defend it and saying, I'm just here in support of the troops. I remember when I was in Nam, and I want to support the troop. So all of the Jane Fondas and Michael Moores, they can go make their movie somewhere else. And all them liberals, we should buy them tickets so they can be human shields. See, you are good at this.
Symbol, son.
Oh.
The world is the best nation.
First, teach from teaching home.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
That's better. Okay. But I say, why not send Representative Jim Gibbons to be a human shield? After all, this asshole believes that he is supporting the troops by supporting the criminal Bush regime and their lies, which is causing these people to be stuck there for unlimited tours of duty, unlimited amounts of time, unlimited assignments. Therefore, since the consequences of his lies are causing these people to risk getting their balls or eggs blown off for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation and the oil industry, let him put his body where his mouth is. And go out and be a human shield for the troops he is deluded enough to believe he is supporting. Go out there, Jim Gibbons, and be a shield. Stand guard outside the base camp and troops headquarters. Be your own fucking human shield. Representative Jim Gibbons of Nevada. You, Freeland, Swingin' Utters did Eddie's Teddy. William Shatner did You'll Have... This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Hippie John's birthday show and a tribute to cats. You scare me sometimes, Hippie John. And you are like the least scary human on all of Earth. But you are good at making these cat sounds. And so we've covered a lot. We played some cat songs and got some cat care tips from Hippie John, some funny cat stories. Mm-hmm. And did we forget anything cat-related?
Cat-related?
Or did we forget anything?
Another prayer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, we're forgetting all the prayers. All right. Let's see. We'll just do it all at once. All right. Are you ready to pray?
Fire away.
All right. I am clergy, so be ready to pray and follow my lead. Lord.
Lord.
There is a big, fat, decrepit pedophile in the Vatican called Pope. He wears a white, silky dress and a diaphragm on his head. And he is seemingly closer and closer to coming to you, Lord. However, like a cruel tease, he doesn't quite do that. And so we want to say, Lord, it was funny for a while, but now it's time for you to seriously think about taking him. You know, we've had him long enough. He has fucked up the world quite severely long enough. He supported the Contras. He supported death squads. He supported a sick fuck named Mother Teresa, who withheld goods and services and relief items to anyone who didn't adhere to her policies of no birth control and no abortion, even if they're starving and have no way to even ensure survival for themselves. He has had a hand in many world conflicts and in turning loose all kinds of people who are probably one thousandth as evolved as a pit bull, and I mean no disrespect. Oh, the shit I get for this. I mean no disrespect whatsoever to actual pit bulls for the degrading comparison, but for people who would have a long way to go before they catch up to the highly evolved pit bulls. And, in the form of bigots, yahoos, anti-abortion harassers and terrorists, clinic bombers and shooters, and all kinds of sick fucks, and presided over a church where rampant pedophilia was condoned and covered up for decades. Please take this sick fuck. We were amused when you almost took him and then decided to let us keep him. We forgave you for letting Falwell heal and not come to you and be discharged from the hospital. We're still speaking to you for that after that. But please take one of these fuckers, preferably the one in the dress, who fucked up more people than anyone. And while you're at it, speaking of the sick fucks this guy spawns out, you decide whether or not you want to take Terry Schiavo, who is in Florida on life support systems. But please don't leave her in the middle. All these assholes are forcing suffering as a part of the propaganda of their pro-life cause, and against Terry's wishes herself and her husband's wishes, they're keeping her in machines and tubes and everything because some of these wing nuts are in her family, and a whole lot of these wing nuts are in Florida, including in the governor's office. Yes, the stupid one's dumbass brother is a part of this Yahoo army. So please either take Terry Schiavo or give her a miracle cure that is painless. But consider taking her, and definitely take the kingpin of the Church of Pedophilia. We pray to thee, Lord. And speaking of these assholes who are harassing abortion clinics, and if you are a high-tech prankster and very knowledgeable, and if you are, of course, a harmless person like all book burners are, and you want to pay a visit and get a little creative with the people who are terrorizing women in the Philadelphia, Philly suburbs, and South Jersey areas, check out Columbus Baptist Church, which is at columbusbaptistchurch.org. And please put your creative talents to work. Don't be like these retarded asswipe hackers who only try to think of stuff to fuck with random people or these spam assholes or any of that kind of shit. Like, really put your talents to good use, okay? Instead of, you know, being yet one more retard that has all this talent and doesn't know what to do with it. And the contest is on for anybody who pies the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. The story is at Jello Biafra's label, alternativetentacles.com. Hippie John, we're going to do the credits, and then we're going to play some final tracks, okay?
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday. Hope you're having fun.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Dear Reverend, thanks the following for assistance in information or just plain inspiration for tonight's Hippie John birthday show and a tribute to cats. Thank you, Marlon, the now very sick engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, future guest on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, probable future bride on the show if they last. They're doing pretty bad. Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne, and Tim. Thank you. Holy Bloody Mary. Remember her? She's coming back. Yeah,
great.
You met her. Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zv and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, the birthday girl from a week ago, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Heidi Helper, Hippie John's friend, get in touch. You haven't been in touch all night. Heidi Helper, Luscious, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoice.com, ProChoiceLig.com, that is, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on South Street in Philadelphia, on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott, the computer security person and family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude from The Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Annalie, Nikki, Lonnie, The Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah and Andy, and the Beloit University Pro-Choice Activists Raheel Group, Susie Lick, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, where am I? Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Silver Nails, Champion Lombard, the great DeMonica, who will be back on the show, Radio Volta, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia from Radio Volta. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, all of Independent Media, all Bush Lickers Everywhere, all Pussy Lickers Everywhere, and Book Burners Everywhere, and most of all, to our birthday person and special live guest who's in this area once again, visiting the Reverend, lifelong friend of years, and coolest person on earth, and fantastic person, and he has put the Reverend's pieces back together again umpteen times.
Thank you so much, Reverend, for having
hard
me.
Hard times and crises.
If that's not too presumptuous.
Yes. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And hope your cats feel better, and hope DeMonica's cat, Lucifer, feels better. And what's that cat again?
Rosie.
Yeah, hope Rosie feels better.
I'm going to see Rosie tomorrow.
All right. All right, well, give her a petting from the Reverend. But
I will do that.
Nothing to, you know.
She'll understand.
Okay, she'll understand. All right, let's play Vice Squad. We'll play a couple more songs and then get out of here. This is from a benefit for the Greens. This is also from SuddenDeath.com. The Green Benefit CD. 22 songs by 22 artists. Benefits the Canadian Green Party. And this is Vice Squad doing We Came, We Saw.
Nothing certain anyway. Got to live from day to day, okay. Dedication's absolute. Here we are, the living proof. Face to face to tell the truth to you. We came, we saw. We're ready and we're back for more joy.
They steal our creativity, sentence us to poverty. It's legal daylight robbery, it's day. The pages written long ago, a script for life, a minor role. So we got time to take control, I know.
All right, we're just going to play one more and then get out of here. So once again, happy birthday, Hippie John.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, any parting thoughts?
Oh, pet your cats. Pet your cats. And enjoy your animals, furry and otherwise.
Oh, all right. So you mean that in a broader sense. Are you pro-petting?
Yes, absolutely. Very, very much so.
Okay. That you are giving very sound advice.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Petting is good.
All right. Did we offend you by anything we said about Bush? Like, are you like a secret Bush worshipper?
No, I don't like him at all. No.
All right.
No.
Or his father or grandfather or any of those stand-up men from that crime family, like did any of them have any appeal to you?
No, I'm trying to think of something nice to say. At least his grandfather wasn't president.
That's true. His grandfather was a Nazi supporter.
Funder. And they've gotten worse as the generations have proceeded.
Yeah, that's true. Well, until the current ones, like, yeah, the fact that the two daughters, you know, are like puking alcohol and screwing dirtbags gives me hope. You know that they're not following their father's corporate hoe footsteps.
Actually, that may be what their father did in college. But
oh, that's true. I heard the abortion story and the alcohol stories and the frat boy stories and the dodging.
No, I'm not going to dump military on the daughters, but I'm not a fan of either of the presidents.
Okay, all right, so. Well, then, happy birthday. We'll make your time in this area as much fun as we possibly can.
Oh, yay.
And we're going to play one more song. This is from a band from Argentina. This whole CD is incredible, so it's hard to pick a track from it. But this is an Argentinian band called Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, and the track is Surfer Calavera. Good night.